This is the Evil Never Dies podcast with Brett and Carl. This podcast may contain adult themes, violence, and strong language. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back to the Evil Never Dies podcast, episode 300, Carl.
300. We made it to 300.
Yes, we did.
Exciting.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Reese.
Thank you.
Well done.
And for our 300th episode, as we try to do on these, when we have 300s, 200s, we try to bring guests in, and we've got two guests tonight.
Yes, we do. We got Reese Thompson. He is writer and producer of the upcoming independent horror movie, The RIP Man. And also we have the special effects artist for the movie, Lizzie Horror. How's it going, guys?
Hi, good evening.
Good evening from the UK. Yeah, doing fantastic today.
Yeah, you guys are, we're actually recording early in the afternoon because it's only like 7 their time. We had them scheduled before, but some stuff come up and we had to reschedule.
It was scheduled in the middle of the night over there, I think.
Yeah, it would have been like 3 o'clock in the morning. So.
We had some bad scheduling, yeah.
Yeah, so we wanted to try to accommodate you guys a little more, so.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to getting this going.
I appreciate you accommodating us, so we're going to have a drink, right? So,
yeah.
I've got my iced tea from Rudy's here for my drink.
It's 5 o'clock where you are. You know, if it's 5 o'clock, it's all good.
It's always, 5 o'clock somewhere.
Exactly.
So, the RIP man, you're the writer of the movie, Reese. So, why don't you tell us a little bit about it here?
Of course. Yeah, it's about six uni students or college students who are specifically being targeted by a mysterious serial killer that wears a combat sport mouthpiece. And on the mouthpiece, we have the word in RIP, which we've actually changed to rest in pain, or some people are using rest in pieces as well to give it that sort of striking bit of marketing, if you like. So, Basically, he takes people's teeth, his victims' teeth, like one every time he kills someone, and he starts to build his own set of gnashes as well, because he suffers from a rare oral condition called anodontia. So we've tried to sort of create like dental horror, if you like, its own sort of genre. And filming's been going great, and we can't wait to get back into it again and start doing some more filming.
Great. So how much of the film do you got done so far?
We've probably got around 6 or 7 scenes at the moment.
Okay.
So we're sort of, it's not in its infancy, but we are sort of progressing well with it. And we've sort of got a few sort of dates lined up for the next couple of weeks as well. So we aim to do some more before Christmas. And I think it'll be quite heavily involved from January onwards, probably to like springtime. So we're sort of prepped and ready to go. And we're all extremely excited.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, and I love the concept. That's so unique and different.
Yep.
Very creative.
Well, that's what we try to sort of achieve is, obviously, we always respect the genre. You know, everyone's a horror fan involved in our crew. So, we have discussions, as you do with your friends, about, what would be a cool idea, a good concept to possibly put out in the world, in the horror community. And it was just something that was on my mind, really trying to invent someone that's a bit unique as a antagonist, as a villain. And I think at the moment he's getting received very well within, the public sort of a domain. People sort of latching onto him at the moment. So it's gone extremely well at the moment, and I'm happy with obviously how he's looking on camera thanks to Lizzie. So she's adhered to the scripts, and he looks, absolutely spot on,
Yeah, he
as I
doesn't
imagine
for surely don't look like his picture on
it.
Facebook. For sure.
Yeah, it looks like his Eddie Dead turned upside down, doesn't he? When you look at him, but yeah. But yeah, no, he's a lovely guy, Owen. He's like a stage actor as well, so he's got a lot of experience sort of in theatre as well, feature films, and also he's worked at a scare attraction, so that helps as well, right? Jumping out of people, doing that for a living. So
Oh,
his
okay.
profile was perfect for the role.
So he's a scare actor. You guys got haunted houses over
He
there?
was. He was. Yeah, we've got plenty. Yeah, obviously, spooky season, it's everywhere, but you can still sort of do it throughout the year as well. Not as many as obviously you guys, but they're there. If you want them, you'll find them.
That's awesome. 'Cause I've talked to other people
All of it.
like they want to do like yard displays and stuff, and they said they have a hard time getting like even Bucky skeletons, over there. Like you guys don't have like a spirit Halloween or anything like that, do you, over there?
No, I mean, that is a
We'd
huge
love a
outlet.
spirit Halloween.
I would love one, wouldn't we?
Yeah, we'd love one.
It's catching on. I mean, Halloween's been sort of big in, even when I was a young kid. I remember sort of dressing up myself when I was like 12, 13, even younger. But I think the last sort of 20 years or so, it's got even bigger.
Oh
It's
yeah, for
everyone
sure.
gets involved, all the families get involved, and like the pumpkin soup comes out, and the trick or treating, and people have made some really good effort this year, especially where I live. Some of people's front sort of front areas have got some like amazing sort of decorations put up, and lighting, and yeah, it's been a great experience this year.
Great. That's awesome, guys. Glad to see that they got that over there for everybody too.
Yeah, it's so good to see. It's refreshing, all the kids sort of getting dressed up as well, and just really getting involved with it.
Yeah, even over here, like in the late 80s and the 90s, Halloween started to falter because people were poisoning candy and all kinds of bad stuff. But it's
No,
made a
really.
huge comeback. Yeah. Yeah.
I
Trick or
wasn't aware. I
treating.
wasn't aware of that. The instance of,
Yeah. You know, the
poisoning
United States,
candy.
there's always something stupid going on over here. And
Well, it happens here as well. You probably just don't hear about it as much, but yeah, there's always stupid things that people do. You'll always get a few idiots that try and ruin everything.
Yeah. But luckily it's made a huge comeback.
I mean, I guess people spend, I think I read something like is it a couple of billion in the States
Oh,
for
it's the
Halloween? It's like,
second to Christmas.
yeah, so I
Wow.
mean, it's just like a big money spin as well, isn't it? So,
Oh yeah.
Spirit of Halloween must be happy.
Oh
Get
yeah.
on the affiliate
They went downhill on some of their stuff the last few years though, so we got another place called Party City, and who else we got,
Home
Carl?
Depot,
Yeah, Home
the
Depot was just
construction store.
Oh, Home Depot. All right, okay. That's
yep,
cool.
and like Lowe's, they're another home repair place. They sell the stuff, and yeah. So
Now, it's nice to have plenty of options. I mean, obviously you can do it online, but I think it's so much better if you can just go into a shop or store and just have a walk around and see what you can find,
yep, exactly. Instead of having to order it online and then it's not
Exactly.
what you
Cheating.
expected, for sure. So Lizzie, how long have you been a SFX artist?
I've been playing around probably for about coming on 6 years now.
Okay.
So yeah, just started messing, experimenting, seeing what I could do. And yeah, here I am.
It's
It's
paying
been a
off.
bit of a wild year.
How did you get into it? Just being a horror fan in general, or?
Yeah, so I've loved horror ever since being really quite small, and I've always really loved the gore side of things, but from a curious point of view of how have they done that, how have they made it look like that with the practical effects. So it's always been a real sort of keen interest of mine. So yeah, around 5 6 years ago, I just picked up some brushes and a bit of liquid, like really cheap liquid latex and some tissue, and just yeah, started playing around, and enjoying myself. That's the main thing is, yeah, I really, really enjoy it. And I really love playing around. And I really love using stuff that you wouldn't sort of think either, like stuff
That
from the
you could
kitchen, like
do.
icing sugar and just really random bits and bobs that you just find around your house anyway. So yeah, I find it really fun.
Who's your favorite SFX artist?
Oh, there's too many. There is far too many. So Stan Winston, he's been like I've idolized him for years, ever since Jurassic Park. That's also, although not very horror, also one of my favorite films. So yeah, ever since sort of those days. And even up to this point, Damien Leone, as a special effects artist, has been, yeah, he's been really truly inspiring for me. And where he sort of have gone with his career as well, now from special effects artist to directing one of the biggest grossing movies this year,
exactly,
is so inspiring. Just, yeah, there's so much talent out there.
What was that, Reese?
I was going to say, it feels like he's opened doors, especially in the independent circuit, you know, with the success of Terrifier. Yeah. So, you know, I think it gives everyone sort of an opportunity now, doesn't it, really, to sort of get their foot in the door and really sort of, you know, try and sort of, you know, make a movie that people can sort of resonate with and, you know, hopefully make a success out of it, you know, maybe lead in these footsteps.
Exactly. Well,
and Tom Savini as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Another absolute legend.
I've met him a couple times at conventions that come here to North Texas. And sometimes he's a hell of a nice guy and sometimes he's not. Yep. He's definitely can change his mood from one second to the next. So, but
that sounds like me, doesn't it?
Yeah.
No, you're not like that, Carl.
But yeah, we're big. Just Hollywood's just been putting out so much crap lately, and I've turned to independent films, and they're just so way more better, you know.
And we're trying to move the show to where we start promoting more independent films. That's the new season of the show. That's becoming more of a focus for us.
Well, you know, not just myself, the whole independent scene will appreciate the work that you're doing, because without people like yourself doing what you do, I mean, you know, it's a struggle as it is at times, but, you know, you're actually just sort of, you know, just sort of highlighting what people are doing, the hard work that people are doing behind the scenes, and you're giving exposure to it as well. So, no, just kudos to, you know, for both of you for doing that. Obviously, it's appreciated from me, but whoever you have on the show will be the same as well, you know. It's great work that you're doing.
Well, from what we've seen so far, you guys are doing great. That teaser trailer is creepy as shit, man.
It is. I loved it.
Thank you very much. Yeah, tried to throw a little jump scare in there as well. And, you know, it is heavily inspired through like 80s and 90s sort of slashers. You can probably sort of get a feel of that from the proof of concept as well. So we're very happy with the end product of the short. We're just hoping to get, you know, if we can get a few more quid in, we can get better locations, obviously, you know, and it make Lizzie's life a bit easier with the special effects as well. So that's what we're pushing for at the moment. But no, it's been a success so far, the campaign. We're very, very fortunate to be in the position that we're in. We're living our dreams, you know.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. So, Lizzie, do you do the blood and all that kind of stuff, all the practical effects and all that? That's awesome.
Yeah, I get the really fun part of throwing that around.
So, have you concocted your own blood recipe, or have you gotten somebody else's?
For the proof of concept we did, I got somebody else's. I got some like professional grade blood. I have been having a mess around with creating my own, trying to get the right consistencies. Trying for it not to be so sticky either, because a lot of actors don't like the stickiness of the fake blood. It is really quite yak. So so yeah, trying not get too sticky. So yeah, so I am concocting my own mixture to try and yeah, solve a few issues, I think, because as well with a lot of the professional blood as well, you've so I'm going to tell you a little tip, like tip of the trade here, but a lot of it can sort of like, I can't think of the word now, but sort of like separate, if you will. If you just bob a little fairy liquid in there and mix it in, it stops it doing the whole separation when it hits skin or makeup or something like that. So yeah, so I'm trying to make a concoction that doesn't separate, isn't sticky, and is not overly expensive either. Because yeah, we want to really throw quite a lot around for this. So yeah.
Awesome. Cool. I had a friend of ours, they're actually were associate producers for their movie, Redhead 2 Deadhead.
I've heard of that,
Sam
yeah.
and Sam and Jonna, they're awesome. Their first movie, if you get a chance to see it, I think it's coming out on streaming here after Christmas. I may be mistaken, I'm not for sure, but you need to check out the first Redhead. It's brutal.
It is brutal, and it's an independent film, but it looks better than anything that's, been Hollywood. I was really impressed.
Yeah, so
So
we jump.
I'm gonna have to put that on my list then, yeah. And the
Yeah.
sequel when it's released as well. Yeah,
There's a, I think there's
a lot of people
I
doing
think
well.
that there I think theirs is coming out, the new one, Redhead 2, is coming out about the same time as yours, next September sometime maybe.
Yeah, that's what we're probably aiming for, sort of Halloween next year. I think that's a good sort of time to release the movie, around
Exactly.
that
Exactly.
spooky season. Yeah. Try and have a bit of promotion in between. But, yeah,
So
looks good.
are you gonna end up putting it out on streaming or?
Yeah, I think we're gonna have to probably do the festival circuit first, and then if it does well there, if it can win a few awards or get some sort of official selections and nominations, then it might sort of put us in a good position to obviously barter with the sales distributions and things like that. So the more we can do with exposure for the movie, I think that's gonna hold us in good stead. But yeah, I mean, somewhere like Shudder would be amazing, wouldn't it? Really, let's be honest with you. But there's so
Exactly.
many options out there, platforms. It's sort of like, I don't think you can be too picky. I think you need to just sort of, just hope for the best, really, and just go from there. I think that's what we'd do. I mean, a theatrical release would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Exactly.
It would be cool, yeah.
Yeah, it's probably difficult to get in that position, but you never know. Just keep going.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm still a big physical media person myself. I still buy my Blu-rays and 4Ks
Yeah, it's
for
me
horror
too.
movies especially, because I want to make sure I've got those. And sometimes on these streaming formats they just disappear on you. So
Yeah, they're
I'm
not there for long
huge into
periods.
physical media, and I will always support it.
We'll definitely be releasing the Blu-ray copy edition when it's obviously ready and available. So
Def
we'll
yeah,
keep
that's
you in the loop
great.
next year, definitely. We'll maybe send you a signed copy.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Oh,
I'd love it.
that'd
Yeah,
be
let's do it. Let's
badass.
just do
I'll
it. Yeah,
put it
you
in
heard it here
I've turned my
first.
entire this room into a museum, and I collect all kinds
I
of
know,
stuff
I can
like
see it.
that.
It looks
So
fantastic.
yeah, it looks so
It looks
cool.
like a shrine to horror, you know? Amazing.
So you said you're going to hit the circuit
Festival.
for the festivals. Are you going to?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we've started doing it with the short as well, and we won an award the other day at the International Film Gold Festival for best indie short movie.
Oh,
And we've
cool.
also had about two official nominees and also selections as well. So out of the five we've entered, we've had I'd say reasonable success at the moment, and we've got a few more that are up and coming as well, quite a few in the States. We've got one in Milwaukee in, I think it's in February next year.
Oh, cool.
That might be a convention or a film festival. Yeah. And
Look,
there's
look.
also one in Ohio as well. Is it Scarefest, is it called? One in Ohio? There's
Ohio,
a couple there.
Kentucky, they do a big one in Kentucky.
Yeah, I'll have to look out for that one in Kentucky. I don't
That's
think we've submitted for that one.
like right when the movie is going to be coming out. They do it like right before Halloween, so.
What a time to do it, eh?
Come down to
Perfect.
Texas in May. We got a Texas
Yeah,
Frightmare
Texas.
Weekend. They
Yeah,
do
I think
film
that'd be
screenings and
amazing.
stuff. So
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
They do a lot of screenings.
we've got a producer, JR. He's from Texas.
Oh,
He
okay.
was also on, he's also produced on The Cellar as well, which was Jamie Langland's first directorial feature, which again has won load of awards. I think it won one in Hollywood last week, in Burbank, California, I think it was, Zed Festival or something like that. So he's doing really well, obviously, and he's directing the RIP man as well. So it just sort of holds us in good stead as well that obviously
Yeah.
he's, making a success with his movie, and obviously the whole crew are sort of buzzing at the moment because they're doing extremely well, and that should hopefully sort of transcend into our movie as well.
Awesome. So what are you guys on break till after the holidays then, or?
No. We've got like
No.
a, it's like a, where are we? We've got a storm going on at the moment. I don't know. Is it Storm Bert? They're calling it Bert, isn't they? Yeah.
We've
So
got
I
local
apologize if
floods.
we can hear any. No, back to work on Monday. We break up sort of maybe 2 days before Christmas, like the 23rd. Well, that's myself anyway. I don't know about Lizzie.
Around then, yeah, something like that.
Yeah. So how about yourselves? Are you breaking up sort of before that, or are you sort of gonna sort of continue to Christmas time?
No, we never really take a break except at Halloween. We sort of forced into the break for the podcast. But yeah, we put out a show every week.
Yep.
We were
No, no,
doing
that's good.
two, but we
The
went we
consistency, the endeavor.
yeah, we keep going nonstop. Well, we do just, different movie reviews. Yeah, I'm big into the old Hammer films, talking about, Great Britain and England. That's one of
Yeah.
my favorite genres was the Hammer horror movies.
Yeah, Bray Studios, a lot of it was filmed out
Yes.
over here, wasn't it? Yeah,
It
no,
was Bray
I'm ahead of
Studios.
time. I've watched quite a few as well. I mean, do you like Christopher Lee then?
He's my favorite, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of movies that sort of, I think it was like around the 60s. There's quite, I think even Roger Corman sort of came over here. I might have been the 70s or the
He
60s
did,
to film
Roger,
with
he
him.
did.
Yeah. So I think it's because of the type of locations. I mean, you've got like castles and ruins and places like that that probably are quite interesting for people that live maybe overseas as well. And the scenery is quite sort of stunning as well. So there's definitely many options here. We just don't have the weather.
Yeah,
That's
but I've always
the trouble.
been a
Yeah.
big fan of the British filmmaking. It just
Yeah.
always appealed to me.
So
Yeah,
you're a
we
fan of Hitchcock as well, then, I'm
I
assuming.
did, yes.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, there's quite a few over the years. Just trying to think at the moment, really. There's quite a few on the independent circuit at the moment. I'm doing well from the UK. But I
Yeah.
think, like, if you go into the high echelons, you've got to say it's probably Hitchcock. He sort of paved the way for, a lot of sort of directors after that, really, with the outstanding work that he'd done,
Yep. Indie's the way to go nowadays, man, for
Yeah,
sure.
of course, definitely.
Cause you can
So
do a
far,
real you can
works.
really you can do a really, really cool movie for cheaper than some of the crap looks like coming out of Hollywood that they're spending millions of dollars
Millions
on,
on.
I know. I mean, is it just like the Hays Code? Is it just that like they're just restricted in Hollywood with what they can and can't do? Are their hands slightly tied, or is it bad writing? I mean, what do you think it is? Is it a combination of things, or because there's a lot of remakes going on at the moment, and you've got
Yeah,
the Disney
that's been
movies.
going
Yeah,
on for like the last 10 years with the
I
remakes.
know. We
Yeah,
need
they don't
original
have any
content.
creativity left in them or nothing.
No.
It don't feel
No.
like.
It's a shame, really, because there's probably, so much talent out there. If you give them an opportunity, with a decent sized budget, I bet they could do, marvelous things with it. But I guess it's like it's quite a sort of gated off sort of area, isn't it, Hollywood? It's difficult to break in, and I guess like maybe you are sort of under control to a certain degree because a lot of money's being invested in that particular movie. So, you do hear a lot of
Exactly.
stories where, directors just wish they had the reins let off and they could just sort of do what they want to do, but it just doesn't seem like that's the case.
Well,
Well, one thing I know that I've just found out, Hammer Films is actually going back in production.
Yeah. They're having the
John
horse
Gore
stop.
actually bought Hammer out.
I did hear that. Yeah, I
Yeah.
did hear that.
So
I think
that's
I think they're.
exciting.
That is very exciting. Yeah, I'll have to delve into that a bit more. But I think they're either post-production or they're currently in production making a feature length, if I remember rightly.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll have to sort of look into that. That's very exciting. Yeah,
Very
I'll find
much, yeah.
out
So
about that.
maybe that will bring some stuff back, from England too, as far as, getting everything back out front. Exactly.
Yeah, I think that will definitely get the ball rolling. I think once Hammer starts sort of getting their material out there, I think you've got like Jagged Edge Productions that are doing like the Winnie the Pooh stuff, and I mean, other than that, I mean, I'm not really sure what else is going on apart from obviously the independent scene, which is thriving, So I think that's what we need to do. We need to just keep sticking with the independent scene and just watching
Agreed.
everyone flourish. But there's
Totally
so much
agree.
talent out there. There really is. It's just they haven't
Exactly.
got the budget, which is, which is the main problem, I think. The ideas are there, the concepts are there.
Well, I think a lot of Hollywood too is the political side of it too, so
Yeah. It's a
that's
shame.
so yes,
What
it is.
the best film that you've seen recently, then, would you say? Have you got any other recommendations that you could throw out there?
I haven't. I've been. I usually just. I haven't gotten time to watch anything new, really. What was that movie that you bought me, Carl? Well, you bought me the one copy of it.
I don't remember.
It was a newer movie. We were going to try to get them people on the movie too. But anyway, that was pretty good. It was different. It was like set as like a 80s slasher, like. Film too, so
Was it an independent release?
yes, independent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some. Yeah, there really is some great stuff out there, and stuff to look forward to as well. Like I said, the Redhead sequel. I think there's a Mickey the serial killer. I don't think it's Mickey Mouse, but it looks quite good actually. So maybe
Oh
it's like
yeah, I
a
seen that. Yeah, I think that's on sh
Michael.
I think it's on Shutter.
Oh yeah, it could be actually. Yeah, and I think there's another one that's in production as well. But there's just so much. I think there's one called Birthday Bash that looks quite good. But it's a serial killer as well. Yeah, so I'm always keeping my eyes for other, independent filmmakers, see what they're up to, and there's a lot on that conveyor belt at the moment.
Awesome. So, Lizzie, you're a metalhead, huh?
A little bit, yes.
Little bit.
I'll see
A
Bobby
little bit, just a little bit.
just a little bit.
Oh, I think me and Carl were both born and bred. Well, Carl wasn't born and bred, but
Now,
he grew up with what did you bluegrass music, wasn't it?
Western swing, if anybody
Western
knows what
swing.
that is.
And a Western
I feel
swing.
like I've heard of Western spring swing, but I'll have to probably give it a little sort of a listen to after, actually.
Yeah.
Definitely, yeah. Is there any groups you would recommend or artists? Where do we start with Western swing?
Bob Wills was the king of it all, and my dad was actually played that type of music when I was a kid. But honestly, that's what led me to heavy metal, because I got tired of hearing that stuff. So
Refuse,
yeah,
rebel, resist.
yeah. But Bob Wills, he was the kingpin of the Western swing music. But it was kind of cool, it wasn't like country music. It was kind of like a big band almost. So
Oh, okay.
yeah.
It does sound interesting. I'll definitely have to give him a little listen too.
So are you a metal
And
fan too, Reese, or?
yeah, I mean, I like all sorts of rock music. I mean, my friend was saying to me today that the Yardbirds might be reforming.
Oh, really?
But I think obviously Jeff Beck obviously recently he's obviously passed away, didn't he? But
Yeah, I was gonna
you had
say.
obviously Clapton and Jimmy Page was also in the Yardbirds as well, so that'd be quite cool. I think ELO are doing another gig this year, the final gig, and probably call it quits as well. But yeah, I love also yeah. Not, I'm probably not right at the top scale of heavy metal, but I give anything a listen to, and my mum is very sort of eclectic sort of taste in music. Depends on my mood as well, I guess, like anyone. But Yeah, I'm always up for listening to new artists, and I like to sort of just keep up to date with it all, you know.
Cool. So, Lizzie, who's some of your favorite metal bands?
Oh gosh. Oh, Metallica, Tool, and so many. See, I'm quite eclectic as well. I go from sort of heavy metal to drum and bass to a little bit of Amy Winehouse. I kind
Okay.
of jump the
Yeah,
boat. The
that's
only
a
thing I don't do is like soppy stuff. I don't do soppy stuff.
novelty music or pop music, you mean,
No.
yeah?
Yeah,
But I
pop.
like it. I like stuff quite loud and noisy, and yeah, I like stuff quite angry, I think. I'm an angry music listener.
9 inch nails, yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, Carl got to go backstage to Kiss last year.
I
Oh,
did. Yep.
man. That must have been, that must have been a great experience.
It was
Yeah.
fun. Yeah, it was great, great time.
Yeah, I
What's
bet.
Sting like? Gene's
Sorry?
great. Yeah, I actually got to hang out with him in Key West, Florida a few years ago.
Oh, so
Oh,
lovely
wow.
location, and you're there with Gene as well. That must have been,
Yeah.
yeah. It's like
He's
you'll
a
never
very
forget.
down-to-earth guy. You wouldn't think so, but he is. He's just a normal guy. So it's, like we were just talking, and he's talking about his son. I said, "Now, didn't he put out a song with Bruce Kulick?" He said, "Yeah, find that on your phone and play it for me." And I'm like, "Oh, okay." So yeah, it's just like hanging out with a buddy, So
That's quite
really
refreshing
enjoyed it.
to
hear. Yeah, what's your favorite Kiss album then, would you say?
Alive.
Probably
Kiss Alive.
Greatest
What's
Hits.
funny is I was a Kiss fan in the 80s. That's when I got into Kiss. So I honestly like the album Crazy Nights a lot.
it's a great track as well, isn't it? Just
It
the
is.
single as
It
well.
is.
Yeah.
It was one of the
Still
that's
good.
what really got me into, because I in the 70s I wasn't into Kiss, but when I was, it was the 80s, that's when I got there. So probably Crazy Nights. I like the Love Gun album from the 70s a lot. That might be my
Okay.
favorite 70s Kiss album.
Yeah, I mean, I'm similar to you. Like, I like sort of the 70s sort of rock as well, 70s, 80s.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a fan of Deep Purple bands like that as well.
Yep. That's what I grew up with. Led
Yeah, we've
Zeppelin,
even
Deep
got some.
Purple,
Yeah.
Rainbow.
Oh,
Rainbow.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
We've even got some Eric Singer drumsticks here
Oh,
from
look at that. Oh,
yeah.
yeah. Look after them. They're prized possessions now.
Yeah, this was actually from their New Year's show they did on a streaming during COVID. So yeah, nobody was there. It was a good show, but they did a good job. It was like one of the first concerts we got after COVID.
That must have been such a release for everyone just to get out and attend. Yeah, I remember what that feeling was like, just getting out and about and being in public again, you know.
Exactly.
Must have been an awesome feeling.
Seeing movies
Yeah,
and seeing being able to just go see a movie, or a
just
band,
anything. Or go down the pub and, or just go walk down near the shop, the store, or just anything. I just walk anywhere, really. You weren't allowed
Yeah,
outside at some
that had to
time,
be
so
the craziest time that we lived through during that, all
yeah.
over the world.
I know it's a monumental sort of period, wasn't it, really? When you look back on it now, it's like we're here today speaking to one another. But it was I remember the start of COVID. It was it was quite sort of frightening, wasn't it? You didn't really know sort of the extent of everything, but over a period of time, it's sort of, I said we got there in the end, didn't we?
We
One
did.
of the ones we did. But yeah, it was quite a frightening experience, yeah, to start with. Of course it was. But yeah, just going back to music as well. So have you got any gigs lined up this year? Do you see many live sort of acts, or are you more sort of sort of like at home watching like a rerun of a concert or something?
I would love to go, but it's pricey to go see a concert here now.
Oh no, here as
Very
well.
pricey.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it is.
Iron Maiden just played here last Saturday, and what were tickets? $80 for like the nosebleed seats?
Yeah, it was incredibly expensive.
So
Yeah, and you need that binoculars to see them, right?
you
From up
would,
in the
yeah.
heavens as well. It's a lot of money, isn't it? Like, yeah, so it's probably similar
Well,
here, like, you know, like, yeah, 70, 80 quid, I guess, yeah,
yeah,
for
it's really,
ridiculous beats.
the bands don't make money off of CDs anymore, and they don't make that much on streaming, so they
No.
have to generate a lot from the concert, so that's why it's gotten so expensive.
Yeah, exactly.
And they do sell out. They're usually full, so
Did Maiden
yeah,
sell
they
out?
do. Everything
It
goes
did.
up.
Now we're lucky. We got some buddies here that have a band called Aska, who actually are really big in Europe, and they're based in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So we go see them whenever they play. That's sort of me and Brett's live band, I
Yeah,
guess, how we get
exactly.
our live music from right now. And you
Exactly.
said they're called Aska.
Aska, yep. Okay.
Aska. I guess there's
Gotcha.
some Asian artist that's got the same name.
Yeah.
So
You said you put a K instead of a heart, an I,
yeah.
yeah. Hey, there
You can get them
was a
mixed
band
up.
called Asia, wasn't there, back in the day? I think there was, I'm sure there was a band in the 80s called Asia.
There
Yeah,
was.
Asia,
Yeah, there
yes. was. Yeah, there was,
I
yeah.
think they were
Remember
sort
there's
of
like
a
a dragon
poppy
on
band.
there, right?
Yeah.
A couple of guys from Yes, and yeah,
Rick
Yes
Wakeman.
played here too. And there wasn't a person in the whole band from the original band. There wasn't nobody.
It was a complete, yeah, different band.
It's crazy how like that goes on there. It happens over here. Like you see a band that you liked 20 years ago, and it's like, I don't recognize any of you. It's like, you know, you're definitely not part of the original lineup, but fans will still go and watch them, I guess. But yeah, yes, I mean, Owner of a Lonely Heart, wasn't it? Yeah, that was their
Yeah,
track. Yeah,
that was my
Rick
favorite
Wakeman,
song of
really
theirs.
good. Yeah, good band, but I guess they sort of break up, and they maybe break up on bad terms, and then
They
they,
do.
you know, they don't want to reform, and you know, unless the money's right, you know, money obviously dictates everything. But it's a shame. I mean, we've got Oasis obviously, you know, getting back together now, aren't they? Because the money's obviously right. So
Yeah.
that feud to one side now, you know, all them years. So you know, it's just they eventually do get back, don't they? Now and again, even if it's just like for one sort of gig. You know, like Led Zeppelin done it, didn't they? When was that, like 15 years ago at the O2?
Love
Yeah,
Zeppelin.
I would have loved to seen them stay back together, but I just don't think Robert Plant was into it anymore.
No, I don't think so. He's earned his money now, and he's probably, yeah, probably done with music. I mean, he still turns up to events and stuff, but I just think he's probably just lost interest, got too much money anyway.
I think you're
Probably
right. He's
enjoyed his
got that
life, yeah.
I got enough money. I don't have to deal with this anymore, which a lot of people don't have that, but I think he does.
He tends to show up
Yeah,
at
I think he
random record stores too.
does. He does, yeah.
He showed
Oh, does
up to a record store up north of where from where we live in a I think it was White Settlement.
he? Yeah.
And
Well, I bet the worker bot was probably a bit shocked when he walked in. But
Yeah.
yeah, you would be, wouldn't you? Be like rubbing your eyes. Is this real? But
Well,
yeah, I like the music he's
I
got
don't
as well,
think a
though.
lot of people actually knew who he was because there wasn't like a crowd of people around him or nothing like that, I don't think so.
Well, a lot of these younger people probably not, yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah,
they were.
newer generations, yeah, probably not aware. Guess who's in the store, I guess.
Exactly. Well, what else you got about the movie, man? What else you need to let us know?
Obviously the Indiegogo campaign is in the demand stage at the moment, where there's obviously numerous amount of perks on there still. So if anyone wants to contribute and back us, obviously have a look at the comments section probably at the end of this video, or just go on to Indiegogo, type in the RIP man, and it will take you straight there. There's producer credits, there's your chance to be in the movie, signed books, signed props weaponry, signed screenplays, messages from the cast. There's loads of things on there, you know, and when the movie is made, as I said earlier, we'll definitely release the Blu-ray as well. So there will be future sort of products that you can actually purchase as well. So if you want to find that, just check our socials. I'm on sort of Facebook, Insta, TikTok, Blue Sky, pretty much on all of them really. And there's not many of me. RHYS is quite an unusual
Right.
spelling. Yeah,
Actually,
right.
a friend
I'm
of
easy
ours,
to find. Chompson.
a friend of ours, Tiffany Boots, her son is named Reese and it's spelt the same exact way. So
Really? Okay,
Yeah.
that's interesting. It's Welsh. It's a Welsh spelling, I
Mm-hmm.
think. So, it's just there's not. We've got Reese Iffens, haven't you, the actor? But I guess it's getting more popular the last sort of 15, 20 years. But I think when I was a kid, my mum probably wanted me to get bullied in school. You know, have a name like that.
Yeah, I'm on the page right here now on my iPad looking everything over.
Oh, brilliant.
Lots of
Fantastic.
good stuff. Yeah, people are going to have to definitely check this out and
Yeah, we'll
support
put
the
all your
movie.
info in the show notes for sure.
Oh, thank you very much. Really, really appreciate it. I'm just trying to
Take
think if there's
care.
anything else really we need to drop. No, I mean the book is available through obviously Indiegogo, or it's also on Amazon. If you do like 80s, 90s slashers, I mean, we're trying to bring something sort of unique to the screen. And we've got like well-crafted death scenes lined up. There's a lot of underlying sort of themes like vengeance, the private healthcare, predicament. It's on its knees worldwide, isn't it? So that has a sort of a brief sort of a mention in there as well. If you look close enough, you'll sort of be able to sort of see that. And like revenge as well, distrust amongst friends. You've got a sort of seasoned sort of detective that's trying to put all the pieces together and work out the killer's motivations. So it's like a whodunit as well. So yeah, I think it'll sort of keep people interested and hopefully might want a sequel.
Oh yeah, definitely.
It's
I
yeah,
love
it, you never know. It'd be amazing to do that if it gets well received.
it. Protect your molars at all times. That's my like that.
Yeah.
And that sort of that freaks me out. I don't want
I
to pull
know.
my
I don't
teeth
like people
out.
messing. I'm missing enough already as it
Yeah,
is. Shit.
that's a definitely
Mine
a
are all
phobia
wobbly.
right there.
I'll get the RIP man over, Brett. He'll fix them. Don't worry.
Yeah.
In his dental chair and get his forceps out. Everyone has a fear of the dentist. I think there's some rational fear from maybe when you're a child. You never hear anyone say, "Oh, I'm going to the dentist." No one's excited. They just do it because they've got to do it. But I think it's sort of orally being sort of a. Sort of intrusive people, going in your mouth. It's sort of a, some people are frightened of that. So I think we're playing on rational fears of people as well.
Definitely.
Exactly. One of mine. For sure.
And the trailer is, like Brett said, is this great. So people need to go on there and check out the trailer too.
Yeah, the trailer's on the Indiegogo as well. And if you, especially Facebook, I mean, that's probably the one that's probably. I would say is up to date daily with any changes or any updates, So yeah, check out myself, Lizzie, Jamie Langlands as well, the director. I mean, he's constantly doing the promotional work as well. So if you need to reach out to me, my DMs are open. I'm pretty sort of easygoing. So yeah, if you need to know anything or you're interested in something, yeah, just give us a shout.
Awesome. Lizzie, you got anything else going on besides the movie or?
Not as yet, no. Just my own personal sort of projects as well, just things I want to sort of experiment with. But yeah, no, I'm sort of all in for this feature for the RIP man. It's from reading the script, I was just excited. There's quite a lot of brutality, which I really sort of. Yeah, I've just been really excited about. I'm really excited about thinking outside the box a little bit for some of it as well. So yeah, as it stands at the minute, this is the priority for me at the minute. This the RIP man and get this feature done.
We're so lucky to have you, Lizzie. You've done a marvelous job. So
Oh, thank
you
you.
know, we're just so fortunate, honestly. I'm just so glad we met.
Yes, me too. Thank you.
It's all right.
Awesome, guys. Well, we appreciate you coming on the show for our 300th episode.
Yes,
And
congratulations, oh,
well
that was
done.
great time.
and
Thank you.
like I
Thanks for
said,
being on with us. That just is so
I'm
exciting.
glad we could finally work it out, man, for sure.
No, me too. Honestly, we'll definitely have to come back on again, when it's
Yeah.
maybe
Oh yeah,
close to release.
after it comes out, for sure. For sure. So we'd love to
No,
have you
it's been
back
such a
on.
pleasure to meet you both. Honestly, thank you for having us on. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank
Not a
you.
problem. So,
No, it was great.
all right, everybody. Thanks for watching and listening. Check us out on all the social medias. Hit that like and subscribe on the YouTube, and we will talk to you later. And want you two to stay on for a couple minutes after we get done recording here. Okay, guys. So thanks, everybody, and stay evil.